you wanna see things immediately, the things are there, you have to look for them. The times that somebody else is gonna do all your work for you, it's gotta stop. You gotta start using your mind, you gotta go search the things out yourself. I told you where to look for them. Remember, when you think there's no one being arrested, remember who you're not seeing.
Okay.
So Brandon and Clapper must have been arrested.
Brandon has been. Yeah, I think Clapper has been too. Yeah. Yeah, both of those have been arrested, yes. Biden's gone.
So it's a dummy.
That is correct. That's why we have the mask mandates. We have the mask mandates in the federal buildings for the very reason that it's hard to tell a clone.
His ear is totally different
totally
than Joe
different.
Biden's
it's not
ear.
Yeah. His jawline
see,
is different.
See, some of you guys are paying attention.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
His ear is just, they showed pictures of his ear.
I'm really proud of you guys for like
his
looking at
his eyes
are
a different color.
There's no
color.
The lobes on his ears used to go in like this, and now they connect straight down.
That's correct.
So what does it mean that he's gone? Biden's gone.
I think he's been executed.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Then who is his wife? Is that another clone?
Pardon me?
Is Joe Biden's wife
Joe
another
Biden's
clone?
Wife is not even involved in any of this. She's not even on the radar right this second, Joe Biden.
Why?
She was his handler, but she seriously, she's not even on the radar. So I've not seen one piece of intel anywhere that would connect her. Now, and every other person, Karen Pence, Michelle Obama, who's really Mike somebody.
Michael!
And,
is that true?
That's true. Transgender.
Really?
What?
Because Barack Obama is gay.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, I know, but it's just to have
the Obamas have been arrested. I don't know that they've been executed. I would have to guess yes, but that's only a guess because there's no intel that they dropped on that. By the way, we get the other yesterday, I got 1,500 pages of declassified information that hit my desk just yesterday. Obviously, I haven't had a chance to go through it, but I tried to like skim through to see what the topics were, to see if there was anything that was important for tonight. The stuff is amazing that comes through. It's been declassified about the Bushes, the Cheneys, the McCains. It's just amazing stuff.
Where
the
eggs are stacked.
What about Hunter? Do you know where he's at?
Some of them have already gone to. Every time the White House goes black, that's a military tribunal. Whatever that tribunal decides, they go from there to whatever their punishment is. They don't go home, they don't pass go, they none of that. They go directly, they get on a bus, and they go either to Gitmo, they go home if they're on a... Some of them, a couple of the have been assigned like ankle bracelets, house arrest. The rest of them are executed. Where that happens, I don't know. Don't care.
But anybody that's been tried through the tribunal for treason has been executed.
The ones that have been tried not for treason, but for the sex crimes have been executed. The other ones that have been tried, a lot of them for treason, are in Gitmo. They have not been executed. Are they going to be executed? They might be. I can't answer that.
It's the video guy who video of the White House and buses with the light in the direction in the morning. Is that the arrest?
That's not the arrest. That's the tribunal.
Okay.
So with D.C., since that's a foreign country, that's why the tribunal could be held there. It's not part of the state. Okay.
Okay.
I figured
that,
but
make
I, want,
that a
I needed to ask that. That's.
No, never. Yeah. Trump is gonna, remember I told you that he's gonna like seize all the assets. He's gonna seize DC back to be a part. It'll never be its own state. The White House or the Capitol will never be in DC again.
Is Sidney Powell the prosecuting attorney in the tribunals?
No.
No?
It's military.
Okay.
It's no, totally
I heard
no,
she's,
sorry.
I heard she is a military attorney as
she's
well.
She's not in.
She's not in.
She's
okay.
Not in.
Sidney Powell.
There's four judges picked
okay.
from four different states. She's not one of them.
Okay.
So, backing up the biblical with DC and that, The masonry is huge in D.C., the layout and all that. So there are idols and stuff. And I've, since Trump's such a smart man and I know he reads his Bible, that's probably part of the reason why that will never be.
I think it's going to be bulldozed. This is my personal, that's my personal opinion, that when this is all said and done, they're going to bulldoze those buildings there. They're going to be gone. They're not going to be repurposed. I think he feels that they're just Satan filled.
I heard that too.
D.C.
So I'm just curious, this is past stuff, but McCain and Bush Sr. both executed?
Executed.
What were the reasons?
Treason. They were involved in the 9/11 attack on the Twin Towers.
Yes. Yeah. Wow.
Hunter, do you know what happened to Hunter?
You want to know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah. Really?
I believe he was executed yesterday.
Really?
That's the information I get. I don't have any concrete proof, but I will in a day or two.
Georgetown, no.
Will the Supreme Court transition to the Republic, or will there be new justices?
There's two Supreme Court justices that are going to have to step down because they're involved in the sex trafficking.
Roberts.
We know.
So. I believe that Trump is going to take the Supreme Court with him. I believe so. Because he'll get two new justices, and it's really the Supreme Court as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Should he share those two Supreme Court justices?
No. They haven't been arrested yet.
I mean, you tell us to tell. I mean, most of the people I know know this stuff, you know, but if I were to tell them, it was a stranger, oh, guess what I just heard today? They would go, you are out of your ever loving mind.
Listen, I'm here to tell you that people tell me I'm out of my ever loving mind. And I'm going to tell you that I don't care. I'm giving you this information, and you can run with it, or you can turn your head.
Okay.
Don't care.
Good.
What about the 60 million that are going to be unhappy? Is that going to look like a civil war, or what's it going to look like?
No, well, in the end, I don't think there's going to be 60 million. I really think there's only going to be about 10% that really never get it, right?
Yes.
I think the rest of them really get it, or they're going to get a portion of it enough where they're not upset about it. There's 10%. God knows what's happened to them. I don't know if they're like Satan worshipers or whatever they are. I have no idea. Because there's Satan worshipers among us. Right?
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And I'm not talking about an atheist. I know. For a very long time, I didn't know the difference. So an atheist just doesn't believe that there's a supreme being. Not that they're right, right?
Yeah.
But a Satan worshiper absolutely worships Lucifer.
Right.
I mean,
there's more Satan worshippers than Presbyterians in the U.S., right?
There is. I'm going to tell you right now that 80% of the government, both sides of the aisle in Washington, is going down.
I believe it.
80%.
Good.
Wow.
Both sides of the aisle.
Do they have sealed indictments?
They do.
Wow.
So the time that he spoke, the first State of the Union, where they were supposedly freed, there were certain people apparently in the government that freed from consequences because they were going to try side with him. Remember that?
Yeah.
They all stood up and cheered when he said something to the State of the Union. This is Trump. Yeah. So I thought that maybe because there were so many that were compromised, that some that would admit it and say, well, we're going to be for you now. Like, what happened to Ted Cruz just yesterday?
Yeah, Ted Cruz.
Good question. Yeah.
Unless he was being threatened, or
he might have been.
Sometimes they're actors, remember?
Oh.
Sometimes they're actors.
What makes
really
a good movie?
Said
great actors are
right.
So how do you prevent this from looking like a military coup?
It is a military coup.
Yeah, it is.
Who wants to prevent it from looking like a military coup? We want to prevent it from looking like Trump's a dictator.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's our prevention.
Yeah, that's fair. That's the awakening.
That's the awakening. That's right, exactly. It definitely is a military coup. I would never hide that.
That's a responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
That's
correct.
Is their
responsibility. They took an oath of office.
Yes.
They took an oath on
the Constitution to uphold
those laws, and that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, they're doing
none
great.
Of
the
laws
they have
have changed.
They have to. None of the laws have changed. No, they have the concrete proof of the treason with the foreign interference in our election, in a U.S. election, and that gave them Trump the opportunity to give the military, to sign the Insurrection Act and give the military power. But of course, they only have power to make decisions in what? Washington, D.C., which is run still by the corporation.
How long will military martial law exist in the country? I mean, is there a legal limit?
There's no legal limit. But the minute Trump steps forward and is inaugurated as the 19th president under the Republic, their military martial law ends.
It's done. Then when that happens, what happens with all, because Biden signed all of these retractions with corporate, or with
those are nothing more than pieces of paper. They have no meaning.
Yep.
Nobody has to abide by them. People are now
Gretchen.
That's why Biden today or yesterday, one or the other, retracted on the Keystone pipeline. Because they figured out they didn't have to follow his executive orders, so to save face, all of a sudden he retracted, and he's thinking about retracting it and putting them back to work. Well, yeah, he's putting them back to work, because they figured out that he didn't have any power to take them back to work.
I got a question. Will student loans be forgiven as a country went bankrupt?
You know what?
Because they would.
They will be.
Yeah.
They've
already been forgiven. For a second I thought, she think Trump's going to give. But
That debt all goes away.
That debt all goes away. And we actually settled the central bank with all that debt, which is really the Vatican, which we got their $37.5 gazillion of gold. And then the royal family. So
is that under Nasara? And I don't think everybody knows what Nasara is. Can you speak on Nasara or not?
No.
Can you?
I can speak on Nasara.
You can tell me what you know and I can agree. Yeah.
Okay. I have heard that years ago, and I've heard two or three different presidents were going to sign this. In fact, I heard it was going to be signed. It's a law that was going to basically forgive pretty much all debt, and basically the year of Jubilee.
Yes.
And it was signed. It was going to be signed on September 11th, 2001, and something happened in order to make sure we pulled our focus off of it. But it basically forgives all debt and puts us back on the gold standard. And I don't know how much more. I mean, I could talk about it for a little bit longer, but basically, are you agreeing with?
I'm totally agreeing. That's exactly
mortgage debt, credit card debt.
So does everybody want to know what 9/11 happened? Okay, so here's another part of our evil government.
Yes, 9/11.
Okay, so we all know that the central bank has been there for decades.
Sure.
Started. We know that they're absolutely the worst people in the world. So there's only 7 banks in the world that's not under the complete control of the central banking system.
Okay.
5 of them are in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. 2 of them are in Venezuela. Okay? So you have to have, in order to get to this new world order, you have to have everybody under the central banking system, otherwise you can't control them, right? So where do we always go to war?
Middle East.
Who did we blame for the Twin Towers?
Middle East.
Why do you think that happened? So we could start a war, so we could take control of those banks and be well on our way to the New World Order.
That's why
that happened. We've been starting wars in the Middle East. The Middle East don't want to fight with each other. No. Trump proved that. They all signed peace agreements. Yeah. They don't want to be at war.
Is that why he wouldn't go into Venezuela?
Pardon me?
Is that why Trump wouldn't go into Venezuela when they were pushing him to go?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, you said some of the tribunals would be televised. Is that true still? Or?
I didn't say that.
Oh.
Didn't go on my mind.
So, what happens with the 401ks? Does that have to get back?
So, the 401ks are going to switch from the central banking dollar into the new dollar. They're going to actually be worth a lot more money. Under the new dollar. It's going to take them a minute. This is going to take a minute. You are going to be You are going to be happy with what happens in the end here. This is the end of this whole situation that we're in is amazing for every citizen in the world, not just the United States. It's an amazing opportunity for everybody to live in the same freedom that we've enjoyed for the last decade.
Amen. Wow.
That's everyone.
There we go.
Silent
in the back.
I'm sorry.
So the World Economic Forum held a video conference, as it were, last week, talking about the Davos Agenda, which is a retelling of the Great Reset. Is that part of the global cabal? Is that its own
thing?
That's
correct. So the UN. The UN, Davos, the Paris Climate Control, the all of them, the NATO, they're all belong to that. All those people in there are the cabal. But you got to remember now, and you can look this up online again. Most of the leaders in Europe have gone down. Mm-hmm. They've either resigned. They've been died of COVID. They've had heart attacks. God knows what happened to them. But I'm going to tell you, most of the world leaders in Europe are history.
Now,
they're gone.
In addition to that, is President Xi spoke in favor of the Great Reset during the video forum.
He had
so
no choice, right?
So he was playing an actor. And
yeah,
that?
He's an actor.
Okay, way down the rabbit hole. Is it true that our birth certificates are traded on
mm-hmm.
the open market by the...
They were.
Really?
They were. So what happened?
So
every
person has a value on them.
So I told you how this all happened with the central banking system, when Ulysses S. Grant borrowed this money, made this a corporation, and borrowed the money.
Yep.
They did not pledge the land like most people did with a mortgage. Right? They pledged the people of all future generations.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when your tax dollars get paid, they go to the Bank of the Vatican. They don't come to a bank here. They go to the Bank of the Vatican. Then we borrow that money back and pay interest, our own money.
Mm. Wow.
That's why the system is so devastating to the economies in the whole world, because the whole world is under this, except 5 banks in the Middle East and 2 in Venezuela.
Okay.
Are we going to get a piece of how much we've been traded back? That's the rumor we've
got $38.5 quadrillion dollars. I guess
dollars.
Yeah. Whatever.
Is there such a thing?
That's what they call it. That was the intel we got. And I'm going, it's quadrillion dollars. And I'm going, it's like, oh my God, seriously.
Yeah,
that's a certain
amount of money. Quadrillion. Yeah.
Social Security is very viable.
Yeah.
Right now, there's trillions of dollars in the Social Security fund. Don't let anybody tell you any different.
Okay.
It'll switch from the old dollar into the new dollar. Your dollars will have more buying power. It's gonna take a year or two. You're gonna find that your buying power and your amount of freedom under the new system is gonna be amazing.
What happens to Wall Street?
Well, the all the hedge fund donors, I'm going to tell you right now, are going to prison. I mean, there's no way around that. I mean, they've been operating illegally with treasonous ways for a long, long time.
But the people that have money in it will get their money back.
Oh, our stocks here are going to be amazing. Our market is going to be amazing. Again. Do not be frightened by things that happen for a minute, you know, because as things change, you know, as people get acclimated to change, the market might drop for a minute. I'm telling you, in the end, you're going to be excited because your children, yourself, your grandchildren are all going to live in a totally free world, and not just the United States. I'm talking about a totally free world.
What about the Christians mm-hmm. are worried about the gospel going to the whole earth, about bringing the gospel to the earth. That's what they're, we'll have the freedom to do that.
You'll have just total freedom. That's Trump's plan.
The thing is, though, there's still sin in the world, and we can't have heaven on earth
ever. Sure.
Well, you're not going to have heaven on earth ever.
Right.
But the idea that you no longer are paying Lucifer. You're not paying Lucifer, and you're not fighting Lucifer. I mean, if you think about all the stress that the Luciferians have caused in this country in the last decade that you lived under that's no longer going to be there. Can you imagine a life like that?